What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook, and today I'm going to be doing a solo episode for you, and I'm going to be doing a holiday gift guide because this is coming out on December 5th, and the holidays are upon us. And if you're anything like me, and you really wait to the last minute to get people gifts, then you've come to the right place because I decided this year that I would kind of make a collection of things for different categories, whether it's a pet lover in your life, a guy in your life, a girl in your life, a traveler, so many different categories I tried to cover today for a gift guide so that maybe right now, if you're like, oh, holidays, they're coming right up. I haven't done any gift shopping. Maybe this will help you kind of consolidate that, give you some ideas, because I know that I get a little bit into a rut if it's a little too last minute. So like I mentioned, this is coming out on December 5th, which means that right now I don't have tour dates for this month because I'm gearing up for my 2023 tour dates. And holy moly, there are so many already. In January, I will be in Providence and in Raleigh. February, I will be in Philadelphia and Portland. March, Cincinnati, Minneapolis. April, I will be in Rosemont, Chicago, Denver. May, I'll be in Uncasville. And by the time this comes out, I just got off the phone with my agent before I started recording. There are more dates that are currently in the process of getting added. So just keep checking kelseycook.com. If I just mentioned a city that's near you, I would love if you grabbed a couple tickets and came out to a show. I really do love meeting helpsters on the road so much. You guys are the sweetest, especially like if you've been listening for a long time and I get to meet you in the merch line, it really makes my day. So yeah, thank you for coming out and just keep checking kelseycook.com because more dates will be added and that's where you can get all the tickets and all the things. So check that out. And I guess let's just go ahead and dive into this gift guide. So like I said, I'm going to go through a few different categories. And if you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to be holding up a couple things. There's just a couple things I brought over to my desk to show you. But I'm going to go ahead and start with if you're getting a gift for somebody that owns pets, pet lovers in your life. So I own two cats. Delaney owns two dogs. And so we personally really, I think, are pretty deep in the world of all things pets, right? Things that our pets love, things that we have
gotten over the years that have really made such a difference for both us as pet owners and things that our pets really enjoy. So one thing that whether you have a cat or a dog, you got to get a Chom Chom roller. I'm holding it up on camera right now. This is something that I saw Raw Beauty Christie talk about on YouTube a few years back. And man, has this thing completely changed my life. So if you have a pet that sheds at all, I'm assuming that you're either doing a lot of vacuuming of your furniture or using the lint rollers where you have to like be removing the sticky tape all the time. And it's just, it's like a pain. Then you have to restock. I just have never enjoyed doing that. And the Chom Chom roller just came in and has blown all of that out of the water. Also, just a heads up, none of the things I'm talking about this episode are sponsored by these companies. These are just products that I have purchased over the years that I am recommending to you. So the Chom Chom roller, it basically just works with static electricity, if I'm understanding it correctly, but you just roll it back and forth over your couch, over bedding, over any surface that has pet hair. And with static electricity, it just sucks it up. It sucks it up into the little tray here, and then you push a button and you empty it out into the trash, and it works so well. I could not believe the first time I tried it how well it works. And I've had this same one for a few years now. It still works just as well as the first day I used it. And then there's no like waste from the sticky rollers. You just use this and I'm obsessed. I cannot tell you how obsessed I am with this product. And I really think if you're somebody that has pet hair around your home, God, give it a try. It's also incredibly cheap. I think it's like, I don't know, $15, $20, something like that. It's money very well spent. So I love the Chom Chom roller. And it's also a great thing to, I mean, this is a holiday gift guide. I just was talking about that. I guess if it's for you as well, pick one up for yourself and pick one up for a friend that that has a pet. So funny. Speaking of pets, I don't know if you guys will hear this, but like as I'm recording this, my cat Bungaloo just jumped onto one of the products that I also wanted to recommend. So I struggled for a long time with my cats wanting to scratch my couch, like the back of the couch or the arms of a couch, rather than scratching vertically on a post. And it turns out that some pets just prefer that. They prefer to scratch horizontally rather than vertically. And I ended up buying a new couch. I really didn't want them to claw that up like they have with couches in the past. And so I bought, and you can find this on Amazon, Petco, many places. It looks like an infinity sign. And it's covered in the really scratchy cardboard that cats love to dig their claws into. So they can lay flat like they would on the back of a couch and go to town. And dang, they just went right for this thing. They have not once scratched the new couch. They just love it. And what's great is like if one side starts to get a little scratched up and torn up on the infinity scratcher, you can just flip it over and use the other side. So if you've got a friend or a family member with a cat that you've heard them talking about that they're clawing up their furniture and they can't find a solution, I've been shocked at how well that has worked. So that's my next recommendation for a gift. And then whether you have a dog or a cat, there's a brush called the Furminator. And I had not used this for probably the first several years of having my cats. And then my friend Allison, who was on an episode a few months back at this point on how to be a solo traveler, solo vlogger, she recommended the Furminator to me because what this does, rather than if you get like a pet brush that almost kind of looks like the same sort of brush that we use as humans, a lot of those don't really get to the undercoat on your dog or your cat. But the Furminator has this really specific comb system. And so it gets down into that undercoat and it really, really gets all of the loose hair off of your pet, and it just helps a ton with shedding around the house. It is a little bit pricier. I want to say that it's maybe like $40, $50, which I know for a pet brush seems like a lot, but that's why I think it would make a great gift because it looks nice. It's very heavy duty. It's not like a flimsy little brush. It's really nice and it makes a huge difference whether you have a dog or a cat. And if you're somebody who has any allergies to pets, or you know, somebody that does, that's kind of struggling with it with the pet they own, I recently discovered this thing called Allerpet and got it through Amazon. I've used it a few times now and I am really starting to see a difference, but you guys know that I, despite owning cats for forever, I am allergic to them. And I really do try and find ways to combat my allergies to them. I do think I've gotten more immune to them over time, but Allerpet, it's a product. It's pet safe. It's approved by veterinarians and you spray it onto a cloth. It comes with a cloth and then you wipe your pet down with it. So you just, you know, kind of like with your hand, get it on them so that their fur is damp and just rub it all over them. And what it does, the product in Allerpet removes the specific dander that you react to. So it had an unbelievable amount of reviews on Amazon of people saying it's completely changed their lives. And I'm excited to keep using it. I do feel like I've seen a difference so far. It sounds like you see more of a difference in using it over time. But yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. And especially the fact that it's pet safe. It's all natural. The products are really, really clean. And yeah, I think this is something I've definitely been missing in my life. So if you know somebody who struggles with pet allergies, I would definitely suggest trying it out. Now for a splurge gift for a cat owner in your life, I just bought a litter robot. And when I tell you they're expensive, baby, they're expensive. These are expensive products. But the litter robot, it rotates the litter. And so you don't have to scoop the litter box every day, which for me is the bane of my existence. I don't like scooping litter. I mean, I don't know anybody who actually enjoys doing it, but I really, really don't like it. And so the litter robot rotates. It's like a little, almost like a dryer. It rotates the litter. It has motion sensors. And it senses when your cat has gone to the bathroom and it rotates and then it sifts out the clumps and then they go into a tray on the bottom and it's connected to an app on your phone and it will tell you, it will like keep you posted on the level in the tray of like how soon it's getting to the time where you need to change the bottom tray out. But man, it's a game changer. And if you don't want to do the full litter robot brand, which I believe is the most expensive, there are some kind of knockoffs that are, I think, closer to like maybe a couple $100 rather than, I mean, like litter robot is, it's up there, but it is one of those things that I think once you do it, you can't go back because it's raved about for a reason. So if you're looking for a fancy thing to get a cat owner, litter robot is definitely, definitely up there. And then lastly, if you have a dog or a cat, they really like drinking fountains as opposed to still water is what I've read online. And I've found that to be true with my cats. They like moving water. So getting them, getting a pet owner a water fountain is, I think, also a nice gift. And we're not sponsored by this company, but I think they would make a great sponsor for the show. There's a company called BarkBox, and it's a subscription monthly box for your dog. So if somebody in your life has a dog, it's a monthly box where they get treats, they get toys. And I just think that's such a great concept. So check that out if you're looking for something for a dog owner. And I mean, BarkBox, if you're listening, we would love to, have your stuff on the show. So that was the big pet owner section. That was probably the longest one, I think, of all of them. Now moving on to any guys in your life? I feel like we do have a lot of listeners on the show that struggle with knowing what to get for a dude in their life. And I am top of that list. Anytime it's been like, you know, birthday, Christmas of the person I'm with, I'm always like, oh, what, what should I get? So something I stumbled upon though this year is it's a website called Liquor Bar Delivery. And I know not everybody's a drinker, so this is specifically for people who do drink, who enjoy a nice bottle of alcohol. Liquor Bar Delivery has such a massive collection of really nice liquors, and they will deliver it anywhere in the country. So, I got my man a very nice, bottle of bourbon this year. And, I just wanted to say, if you are somebody who is buying for somebody that loves bourbon, Blanton's is a really, really nice brand. And I think it just makes for such a great gift. It's a beautiful bottle. He loves that type of bourbon, and it just, you feel good giving it as a gift. It doesn't feel like a cheap, like you're just, you know, getting somebody like a bottle of wine from Trader Joe's, which, look, no judging, you know, that's a great gift too. But if you want to really like splurge and have it feel fancy, Blanton's is a really nice bourbon. If you are buying somebody a gift who they love tequila, Clase Azul, I think I've mentioned it on the show before. You can actually see it in the background. It's back on my counter, but it's really, really nice tequila. And the bottles are all hand painted, and you can use them as vases afterwards. So those are two brands specifically that if you're looking to get a nice gift, I really like those. And then also, I think another great gift for a guy is to get them a Theragun massager. I have a mini Theragun, and they are a little bit less expensive. These are, again, this brand is a little bit more splurgy, but I do think that's what makes it a really nice gift. They are high powered. You might remember me telling Delaney that I got it and her joking about that she was going to use it as a vibrator. And I was like, not if you want to keep your clit, because when I tell you that this is the strongest massage gun I've ever used, it's crazy. Like it, it blasts knots out. It almost sometimes makes my skin itch a little bit afterward because it's just vibrating it so fast, but they really are, they're so popular for a reason. And I think, a massage gun is a great gift for anybody, but particularly like if you've got a dude in your life, if he works out a lot, if he struggles with sore muscles, it's such a nice gift to give to somebody because they can use it on themselves or you can use it on them. And yeah, they're very sleek. They're very, very nice.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And then also, this is, I don't really have a specific recommendation for this, but I always just forget that this is a good option, I think, for a guy in your life, is to get them some form of nice cookware. Maybe like it's a new knife set, a new set of nice pans, a nice new blender, or like an espresso machine. Anything that has to do with the kitchen or grilling. I know that the guys in my life, whether it's like, you know, my boyfriend or my dad, they always appreciate something that has to do with cooking. So that's that section. Let's go on to if you are shopping for a lady in your life. So this is something that I think anybody can appreciate truly, but I know for me, this has been a gift that I have just loved over and over is having a weighted blanket. Oh man, weighted blankets are such luxurious gifts because they are a little bit more expensive and they feel like it, right? They have that weight to them. They're so comforting for me. It removes a lot of anxiety to have one on me. And I just think that the second you put a weighted blanket on somebody, especially someone who has never experienced it before, they just melt. So weighted blankets, I think the holidays are a great time to get them for people because they are a little bit more expensive typically. And then, I just hit the mic. And then another blanket brand that really does a great job is called Barefoot Dreams. You can get them through Nordstrom and I believe just on the Barefoot Dreams website, but wow, they feel like butter. The last time I was in Nordstrom, I was feeling one. And I know that Jaclyn Hill, who's a very popular YouTuber, had been raving about that brand for a long time. And I hadn't gotten to feel one in person before. And I was like, oh, I get it. It's just so buttery, so nice. So I feel like that always makes a great gift. Maybe for somebody who you don't even know that well. I know sometimes if you're shopping for a family member, if you're doing the, what is that called? Is it round robin? Where you like randomly get, you like draw a random family member that you have to get a gift for. White elephant? Why can't I think of it? I'm sure you listeners are like, oh my God, you're probably screaming at me through through the podcast of what this is called. Maybe that's what they're all called. White elephant gift? I don't know. Anyway, like a nice blanket. Everybody loves a nice blanket. I just think that's a good go-to for anybody. But then if you're shopping for somebody who's more into like makeup, skincare, spa stuff, I splurged a little while ago and I bought myself an Aesop hand soap. And I'm just going to be transparent with you guys. The $40. It's $40 for hand soap. I know that's so crazy, but one of my friends had one and you try it and you're like, well, fuck me, because now I want it. It has little fine amounts of pumice in it. And so as you wash your hands, it exfoliates. And again, that price point is there for a reason because it's a luxurious spa experience. And there are so many things in my life that I do not splurge on and I just get the really cheap version. But I've noticed over time that, you know, when you wash your hands so many times a day. So if you're using a hand soap that you feel kind of like meh about, or isn't it the worst for you buy hand soap not knowing what it smells like and then you get it home and you're like, oh, I hate this. But if you're like me, I'm always like, well, but you bought it, so just use it up. But it takes a while to go through a hand soap. And so maybe throughout the day, you're just having little mini sensory experiences of like, I don't even like this hand soap, but I'm forcing myself to use it. And so I was like, you know what? Even though this is a very treat yourself item to get this hand soap, I am happy every time I use it. And I gotta say, I've had it for a while now. I want to say at least 2 months, maybe longer. And I'm maybe a third of the way through. Because, you know, you've got soap in your kitchen, you've got soap in your bathroom. And so I'm only using it like when I'm in that, so it's in my bathroom. So it's just like, it's lasting quite a while. I really feel like I don't regret spending that money on that hand soap because it does make me happy every time I use it. So if you want to get somebody a nice, like spa grade hand soap that they will really enjoy every time they wash their hands, Aesop, such a good way to go. Aesop is how you spell that. They also have a bunch of really nice like hand lotions and hand creams, but oof, the soap is so, so good. And I always think that a spa gift card is a really nice gift to give somebody who, even if they're not like super into skincare or anything like that, spas cover so much and it kind of takes the guesswork out of it because somebody can go treat themselves to a massage or a facial or, a manicure, pedicure. And I personally have never felt like a spa gift card. Like if I receive one, I've never felt like it's a gift cop out. I know some people get a little weird about getting gift cards where they feel like they're impersonal, but I just think it's like the ultimate pampering treat yourself gift. So if you're a guy and you're like struggling to think of what you can get the lady in your life, I think a spa gift card is a great way to go. Also, if you're looking to go that gift card route, Sephora gift card, Dermstore gift card. Dermstore has pretty much every amazing skincare brand that you can think of. And then Sephora, of course, so much amazing makeup. I got a Sephora gift card for my birthday, and it was, for me as a makeup lover, it was such a great gift because there are, you know, products in Sephora that are much more expensive that I don't really let myself get sometimes because I'm like, you don't need to do that. And I got to treat myself to a Pat McGrath eyeshadow palette with the Sephora gift card I got for my birthday because I was like, you know what? This is the perfect time to get myself that because I'm not using my money. And then it feels like you're giving yourself more permission to get the thing that is not like necessary, right? I feel like sometimes when I shop at Sephora, I get the things that I absolutely need. It's like, okay, I need to replace my mascara. I need a new foundation or whatever. I never need a new eyeshadow palette. I have ones that, you know, I've had for probably 8 years. I'm sure they're expired. And eyeshadow palettes are just really hard to work your way through because there are so many shades and usually a lot of product in each one. But sometimes a new one comes out and you're like, fuck, that's so beautiful. I would love to have that. And basically giving somebody a Sephora gift card, I feel like gives them permission to get the thing that they've been wanting, but maybe they haven't let themselves buy, if that makes sense. So those are some recommendations for a woman in your life. And then I have a couple book recommendations that I think anybody will love and should read. So the first one, it was what I talked about on a segment, maybe half a year ago now at this point, but the book Verity by Colleen Hoover, one of the best books I have ever read. And it has been at the top of the New York Times bestseller list for a really long time now for good reason. It is such a psychological thriller. It's so well written. I really think anybody would love it. So if you've got a reader in your life, somebody who really loves books, Verity is a very safe bet to go. And I've ended up reading another Colleen Hoover book now called It Ends With Us. And then the sequel to that is coming out. It will be out by the time this episode releases, called It Starts With Us. So I've pre-ordered that. But
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Colleen Hoover, if you are looking for a new author to kind of binge their stuff, check her out. Man, I've been loving her books. And then this is a book that came out a few years ago, but it popped up on, I don't know if you guys ever play I think it's called either like Histortle or Yertle. You guys know I talk about playing Wordle and Quirtle and all of that. So Yertle is a year game. And if you do the pop culture version, it will say, guess what year this book came out, this movie came out, and this TV show came out. And the book Educated was one of the clues on a recent Yertle. And it reminded me how much I loved that book. And it made me think, man, I don't know that everybody has read it. It was very, very popular when it came out. But if you have not read Educated, or you're trying to find a gift for somebody who, again, loves books, Educated by Tara Westover is incredible. It's just, I've never read a book like it. I don't think I'll ever read another book like it. I know I just mentioned that for Verity, but they're two very different books. Tara in Educated tells the story of growing up in Idaho, very, very sheltered, and basically how she became the woman she is now. It's so good. I don't even really want to say any more than that. I just think you guys should check it out. Okay, now here are some gifts for maybe if you're getting somebody in your life that is a couple or part of a couple. And also these like don't have to be part of a couple. I just think that they can be good in that dynamic. So there is a game called We're Not Really Strangers. And it's like a card game, but it's basically helping you get to know the person you're dating. Or again, it doesn't have to be for somebody you're dating. It can be, you can play it with a friend. It's asking deep questions and getting to know each other on a deeper level. So it's something that people have really raved about. And I think it's just a good gift to try. The company Truth or Drink, they did send me this game last year. And I know I've mentioned it on here before, but I have continued to really love that game, especially in group environments. If you've got a few people and you guys are drinking, it's super fun. There's like a deck of cards that's about sex. And so you're going around and asking each other, you know, kind of like embarrassing sex questions or revealing sex questions. There are ones about like crime or just different things like that. Like what's the most scandalous thing you've ever done? Stuff like that. It's very fun to play with a group of people. So both of those card games, I think, make great gifts. And also this one doesn't really have a specific category because I think it can be for anybody, but I'm surprised that more people don't get each other Ticketmaster gift cards, because if there's somebody you know that loves going to concerts or plays or shows, I always, like, when it comes time to get tickets for a concert I want to go to, I always think, man, a Ticketmaster gift card would be a great thing to be able to, like, plug a gift card code in and take some of that money off, because it's so, you know, concert tickets can be so expensive. And I love gifting people experiences, because that's what I love getting gifts for. Like for me, a Ticketmaster gift card would be unbelievable. So things like that, getting people, whether it's a gift card or maybe just like it's for your partner and you're doing a date night coupon or whatever, like taking them to an escape room or something that is more of an activity you're doing together. Maybe you're going to go mini golfing. I feel like so many cities now have these really cool mini golf courses that are also bars, and it's just a lot of fun stuff. So if you're in a rut and you're trying to think of something to get your partner, think like look into what is in your city and maybe think outside the box if there are some activities that you could do together that you've never done before. And then lastly, I had some recommendations for getting gifts for the traveler in your life. So packing cubes, I had somehow not been utilizing in my life, and they have really changed things up for me. So they're very inexpensive. I got mine on Amazon, but it's just a collection of like little, like different sized cubes that you, I know this sounds so basic and stupid as I'm explaining it, but like So you'll put your bras and underwear in one cube. You'll put your shirts in one cube. And what it does is it really makes packing so much more efficient. I feel like I am able to fit more in my bag because things aren't just like randomly crammed around. They're more organized and you can stack them on top of each other. And then once I get to my destination, I think it also helps me to keep things from like getting lost or mixed up. It just keeps things in their place. And I'm telling you, if you've got a traveler in your life, it's a great gift to get somebody as packing cubes. Another thing that travelers so appreciate, I don't know that you can necessarily get like a specific gift card for these things, but if you were to like get a Visa gift card and then write on there what it's for, getting somebody a TSA PreCheck membership or a Clear membership, they're both around, I believe, maybe $85 to $100. And if there's somebody in your life who travels even somewhat frequently, TSA PreCheck is a game changer and Clear is unbelievable. It's just Clear isn't available at all airports, but the airports that it is available in, you just walk basically straight through. Like you walk up to a machine, it's full Jetsons shit. It scans your eyeballs and there's a like an attendant who walks you up to the front of the security line. You cut in line and you walk right through security. It's so fast and easy. And I think that would make a great gift for somebody who travels a lot. And also, this one might be a little boring, but getting somebody a nice new piece of luggage that travels a lot, I can't believe the things that I've started to get horny for in my adult life. But as somebody who travels for a living, new luggage, I'm like, oh my God, I'm drooling. It is a game changer. It makes things so much easier. If you are like me and you're traveling on a weekly basis, you can run through luggage pretty quickly. Like the wheels can get worn out fast. And it's nice. It's nice to get a piece of luggage that looks great and is functional. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well as an idea. I'm sorry, as well for an idea for a traveler in your life. But whew. Okay, that's it. We made it through the list. I know that this was kind of a random topic, but I hope that it was helpful for you guys. And it's selfishly been helpful for me to kind of get myself organized on my gift giving list going into the holidays. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from JLyons13. Self-Helpless is a fantastic podcast that should appeal to everyone because we've all got some stuff to work out. These women cover so many topics that don't really get discussed these days, and it helps to know that you're not the only one stressing about these things. Yes, they definitely get distracted, but they have such great chemistry that you don't really find it. I wish only the best for Taylor, Delaney, and Kelsey because they're putting some much needed good out into the world. Oh, I'm just laughing at the brutal honesty of this review. Thank you, J Lyons. You know what? I appreciate it. We do. Sometimes we go on tangents, but like that's life. We try to keep it as conversational as possible, but yeah, we hope you guys don't mind our tangents too much. So thank you for all the sweet things you said in this review and follow in their footsteps. Please leave us an iTunes review. You can even just, like we've said in the beginning, throw a few cookie emojis on there. If you're listening to this episode on your phone right now, just go into the podcast app. It takes 2 seconds and man, does it help our show to be up on the charts. So, and then you can also have a chance at being read on the show, which is super fun. So anyway, that is the show for today. Again, I hope it was helpful and I hope that you're having a wonderful week. We will talk to you guys next week and yeah, have a good one. Bye guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.